Welcome to Intuitive Seek. My name is Mary Treen, and every week I aim to bring you a grounded approach to all things intuition. Through personal stories, experiences, and practices, offering energetic reflections to help you discover, connect, and fully realize how your unique power of intuition is your own greatest teacher. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to April 2024. How are you? How was March for you? If March felt like a month of connection, were you able to connect? Did you connect back? Did you create new connections? Was there a new connection to yourself that happened from so many people that I was speaking to, and then also myself? I found March to be full of ups and downs, ebbs and flows. Like, we were riding the waves. And if that was you, I hope that you were able to take time for yourself, especially during those ebbs, because it's not easy to ride those waves. It can feel really exhausting. And that was something I noticed in March as well, that so many of us were resisting the fatigue, resisting how much kind of integration we needed, that digestion of our experiences. So before we dive into the energy impressions for April, why don't we take a few moments and just find our breath? We do this sometimes. If you're a new listener, welcome. And welcome back to everyone else. So whether you're able to close your eyes or just take a moment to pay attention to your breath with your eyes open, let's take a breath. Take a nice breath in. And let that breath out. And take another breath in. And let that breath out. And one more nice breath in. And let that breath out. And here we are. Here we are. In April of 2024, in the Northern Hemisphere, we're moving into spring. In the Southern Hemisphere, into fall. And I really am excited about sharing these energy impressions. And the idea behind them is that I go into a nice meditation and really connect to what we may need to know about the energy of the month so that it can help each one of us connect in a deeper way to the language of our intuition, so that we can move through the month with more clarity and more ease, and not just race through or brace ourselves. So we can really trust what we know and feel to be true for us. And March was kind of the theme, felt like a real month of connection. When I connected to April, I just loved the insight, and I'm excited to share it with you. And thank you so much to everyone who has reached out and showed beautiful interest and excitement around my Wild Trust group journey for the needs of the group that has been coming together but not fully formed yet, we are moving the start date to May. So it's going to be a May start date. And for now, tentatively, it looks like Saturdays, 11 to 1, are kind of the time that works better than a Sunday. And all of the live calls, like our live group on the Saturdays, are going to be recorded too, because there's going to be exercises and it's very interactive. But I know that not everybody can make every single time. So of course they're going to be recorded. That was a question because many people thought, oh, well, I won't be able to make it each time. And yes, we all have lives for sure. So yes, if you were still curious and unsure and maybe the Sunday time or you didn't know that there would be replays available, reach out. Go to my website, check the Wild Trust Group Journey, and you can book a consultation call with me and we can talk about it, see what you are needing support with and if it would be a good fit for you. But yes, if you are curious, trust that curiosity and go to the show notes and you'll see the link right there. Easy to click on and easy to book that consultation with me. Oh, and if you are listening to this in April 2024, I put out a question on my Instagram about hosting a class for spoon bending. If you listened to my episode last year, a whole deep dive into quantum spoon bending, what is it? Why do we do it? How can we do it? And my experience trying it, the history of it, all the things, you can go back and listen to it. I'll put a link in the show notes if you haven't heard it before. But my experience with it was really amazing because I found not the, you know, magic of manipulating metal. No, it is such an amazing way for us to connect to our own energy and the beliefs within our energy, especially when it comes to what we believe or think or understand that we can do, kind of the constraints we put on ourselves, especially when it comes to our patience and our subconscious thoughts. And with spoon bending, it's also really cool because you see how powerful your beliefs and your energy are. But it also helps you see aspects of your energy that maybe you weren't aware of. And so by learning how to bend a spoon, you learn so much more about yourself and about how you approach things and how you approach your life without maybe even understanding or knowing it. So I put out on my Instagram a question, did you want me to host a class? Because that episode was really popular last week. And I thought, oh, if this is becoming more popular, maybe that's a nice little sign for me to do a class, because I had thought about it when I made that episode last year, but it just hadn't come to fruition. So now I will be hosting one. Stay tuned. You can go to the link in my show notes and subscribe to my email list, to my newsletter, and then you will be the first to know about when it will be. But yeah, I'm really excited to do it because, first of all, it is cool. It is such an interesting way to connect to your self and your energy and how you move through the world without maybe knowing it. And maybe that sounds kind of vague, but yeah, I know that in the class, it will really connect. And I can't guarantee that you will bend the spoon, but I know that at least some of us will. And I can't even guarantee that I'll be able to. But I know one will, and most likely almost everyone will from my experience. So all you will need is a spoon and yourself and an internet connection and a device to join a Zoom meeting on. So if you have all of those, yeah, definitely sign up to my email list and come to the class. And I will let you know when that class is going to be. All right. So yes, let's dive into April energy impressions. And as I was saying before, when I connect to the energy of the month, it's all about connecting to what will help us connect to our own inner guidance in a deeper way to really help us navigate through the month. So for April, the energy really feels like, first of all, the words of reworking, retooling, rising above, stretching outside of our comfort, stretching our ideas, our beliefs, any rigid views and thinking, reworking and retooling and even repairing our dreams and our desires, building our dreams, bringing our daydreams into grounded reality, but not through more effort, but through our own resilience and resources and our hope. April feels like a month where we can discover new levels and expansions of hope, finding where hope lives in our body. Where does hope live in your body? The April energy with the rising above felt also like a zooming out, where I felt us kind of with our feet so firmly on the ground that we can zoom out and stretch and rise above so we can see the whole picture of our lives. So we can really see the whole garden. So we can see all of those connections and reconnections that we made last month. We can see where they're feeding any new growth, what they've already planted that is ready to rise, what is stretching and reaching up through the ground. By zooming out and seeing the whole picture, what have we learned that will help us kind of retool and repair any of our dreams, where our hope is actually an activator, where our hope will help to initiate those connections that we made, to continue them. And it really felt like this month, if we connect to the energy of hope, that can tell us a lot about what we need, because it did feel like some of us are angry about hope, or frustrated or annoyed at even the idea of having hope. That it's not tangible, that it's not material enough or physical enough for what we need. But that's why it feels like, let's find it within. And for me, my hope lives in my heart, but it also lives in my lungs, which I was surprised about. But it made a lot of sense when I felt into it. And it may be different for you, but just to share for myself, that hope within my lungs, the hope of the next breath, of our breath being our life, of the metaphor of we don't have to think about our breathing, if we're lucky, how we just naturally know how to breathe in and breathe out. That's what I felt about hope for this month. To come back to the anchor of hope, knowing that it is a natural energy, a natural force in ourselves that we can depend on, that is not there to distract us or be an illusion of what the reality is in our lives, but something that will help us live and be in the moment, but not something that we have to force, because it's a force on its own. So by me connecting to that hope that lives within my heart, but more importantly in my lungs, that helped me breathe. And I wanted to share that because with April being kind of that new mark of the seasons, spring in the northern, fall in the southern, the hope that comes with new beginnings, but also the hope that comes with endings. So where is your hope? And if it makes you feel a little bit sad, can you allow yourself to be sad? Because sometimes our hope needs our tears. Sometimes that's what it's reminding us of. And maybe that's why I found the hope in my lungs. Because in traditional Chinese medicine, in body mapping, grief is held in our lungs. And where there is grief, there is also hope, even if it's impossible to see. So for April, look for the hope and trust yourself to know where that hope is and also where you may see it in your life, reflect it to you. Because when we do rise above and zoom out and look at the whole picture, see the whole garden, as I said, we get to see new views, new vantage points, new ways, new perspectives. And that's what this month really feels like. There will be so many opportunities to have as well. And it can be easy to feel more rigid. But it's important this month, it feels like, to really stretch. To stretch ourselves while staying grounded. Because the more grounded we are, the more flexible and stretchable we can be. But we are not always stretching in the ways that benefit us. Because to truly stretch, to reach and extend into space, to expand, which is part of kind of the definition of stretching, that helps us grow. That supports our growth and helps us connect even more, helping us reach new heights and reach new spaces, which opens us up to giving and receiving in new ways. But I know for me, I was a bit surprised at that kind of stretching theme, because the first thought for me of stretching is, oh, stretching can feel like stretching ourselves too thin, or stretching too much where it hurts ourselves. I mean, even stretching was a form of torture in the Middle Ages. But then I thought of, well, no. If I don't stretch after I work out, I will be so sore. And when I am sore from working out, stretching is exactly what I need. So that reminded me of how many examples of stretching we have in our lives and how important it is. But it feels incredibly important for this month. So have you been holding back from stretching? From stretching and really opening up yourself and your arms and your wings so you can maybe make the changes and take risks that I know many of you want to do. And if it's difficult for you to kind of connect to where you may feel the need to stretch, where you are maybe holding yourself back from stretching, maybe think about the muscle, like the metaphorical muscle of your trust, that trust muscle. How can you lean deeper into trust? Because that's a stretch. That's stretching your trust even further, especially when it feels more comfortable to be in doubt and uncertainty. Because if we are comfortable in our doubt, if trust feels uncomfortable because it's unknown, then I love the idea of looking at it like physically stretching. Because when we're physically stretching, we release lactic acid out of our muscles. And that relieves the soreness, even though at first it feels really uncomfortable and maybe even more sore. But it creates more flexibility and relief. But stretching also activates our parasympathetic nervous system, which is the opposite of our fight or flight. So physically stretching actually helps us get out of that survival mode and brings us back into relaxation and calm. And that is feeling, that is also that grounded feeling. Feeling grounded is feeling out of survival mode, of feeling your heartbeat slow down, feeling more calm in the body, feeling more connection between your mind and your heart, feeling safe within yourself. So how can you stretch more? Stretch out, expand parts of yourself, parts of your life, in your voice, in your trust, in your love. How can you do that this month, even if it feels uncomfortable? Can you commit to some kind of stretching? How are you going to stretch yourself in a way that benefits you in the long run? Because I know by connecting with many of you are wanting to make changes. Whether it's a change in your job, career, a change in the way that you express yourself and your creativity, maybe a project or an idea, inspiration. You want to change so that you can honor these new things and really grow with them. Take action on them, but you're perhaps holding yourself back from the change because of that uncertainty, because of that doubt. So what is holding back your reach? Where do you feel that you need to stretch, to reach, to amplify that connection that you may have made last month? How can you build on it? What are you desiring to build? Because April also has an animal for the theme. A nice surprise. A beaver. Who are so cute. Look them up if you haven't seen one in a while. But I love the symbolism of a beaver. Because a beaver is a builder. Hardworking. Practical. Intuitive. They're a symbol of a builder of dreams, of bringing your dreams into reality in practical ways. Their hope is tangible. Their trust is there. So it can inspire more trust in ourselves for what we want to build, to create more commitment to ourselves in what we want to do, to help us focus on our goals and our desires, to trust that we have the resilience and the resources to overcome any obstacles so we can really connect to everything we already have to build and achieve those dreams and desires. So I love that my meditation had the beaver for April. It is an amazing symbol, but also of creation and cooperation and community and persistence, the creativity of hard work, but not pushing ourselves to working hard, but feeling purposeful in our work, to feel satisfied because we're expressing our purpose, that we're trusting that we know how to express our purpose, that our purpose is not just one thing, but multiple avenues and ways to be expressed. So this month, that kind of desire that you may have to create also comes with ways that you can feel more adaptable, flexible, ways you can stretch to feel satisfied and purposeful in what you're doing. But also to come back to your intentions for why you're doing things. If you're not feeling satisfied, if you're not feeling purposeful, you can come back to your intention, which is another beautiful theme of April. Getting back to your why, to your intentions, to the underlying of why and what you're doing or saying or being. Is it a habit or is it on purpose? Do you know why you're doing anything? A nice exercise is to stay really aware of when you are in conversation and when you want to speak or say something. Or when you feel like you want to share something, when you're reaching for your phone to text or post or interact or engage or any of those things. Can you ask yourself, why? Why am I doing this? Why do I feel the need to do this or say this or share this? Because there's so much more underneath our words and our actions than what we are kind of on the surface thinking. There's so much more underneath. And that helps you come back to yourself by connecting to that why and that intention. That is a grounding action. And that brings me back to our nervous system, that parasympathetic nervous system response, getting out of that survival mode. A really important part of April is taking care of our nervous system even more, actively working with our energy, coming out of our head, out of our daydreams, out of wherever we are, and bringing us back into ourselves, back into our body. What do you need to take care of your nervous system? If that doesn't feel calm and relaxing to come back into your body, what do you need? Because another aspect of the themes that were coming for April was mothering ourselves, taking deep care of ourselves, tenderly caring for ourselves. Because if we are stretching and growing and reaching and expanding and building on our dreams and reworking our dreams, and paying attention to our intentions and feeling more purposeful in how we express ourselves and our purpose, that needs care. That needs a lot of care to stay grounded and relaxed, to allow ourselves to move through all the feelings that those things can bring up. Because it won't always feel good. most likely it'll feel tough. And it may bring up uncomfortable feelings. Just like I spoke about with the hope. That may bring up some discomfort. So the discomfort that may be woven through April is going to need tender care. So something to think about for the month ahead. How can you kind of add things into your days, into your weeks, where you're really taking care of yourself as a mother would take care of you? A loving, tender, caring mother. And that's something that may take time, but I really wanted to share that because it's important. Because it's not just about, you know, self-care activities of the working out and eating good and, you know, checking off all the boxes of our well-being, but considering ourselves and our emotions, considering and caring and being tender and gentle with ourselves, that is going to be needed this month and every month, really, but definitely this month. So if that resonates with you, yes, how can you care so tenderly and gently for yourself? And that really comes also with not judging yourself or criticizing yourself. And that could be hard to stop, but just being aware of it when it's happening, that's the most important. So when you do judge yourself or criticize yourself, you can come back to it with tender care. And maybe that feels like a lot, but I know that you're capable. But of course, there is so much support out there too, if you need someone else to help you with it. So I encourage you to reach out for support too, because it's not easy and not always the best to do it all on our own. But that's what March may have really helped you with. The connection and connections, that reconnection to yourself, connection to others, connecting to things and places and ideas that maybe you didn't even realize that you needed or had or wanted. So how can all of that connection really support you in April? This is a great thing to focus on that will really help you navigate through the month. So yes, April is a dynamic month. As you can hear, so many different ways of being to focus on. But as always, take what you need and leave the rest. Take any bit that resonated and leave anything that didn't. And maybe these soul questions, these intuitive soul questions will help you connect even deeper into what you need to know for April. So the first question that you can journal or even answer in a voice note to yourself, whatever works, really trust how you're meant to answer them. The first question could be, where do you need to stretch this month? Is it your trust? Do you need to stretch more of your love, your creativity, your voice? What part of you feels constricted and maybe even sore or tense or even painful? That may be a sign of where you need to stretch, because maybe that stretch is what is desperately needed to bring the flexibility back and the expansion, but also the relief. So where do you need to stretch? And number two, do you know where hope lives in your body? Allow yourself to really dive into that. don't worry about it kind of making sense. Just try to discover it. And when you do, how can you expand that hope, that energy of hope? How can you expand it out in every direction of your life? And then the third question, inspired by our beautiful beaver, what repair or reworking do your dreams or desires need? What can you do to bring new life to your dreams so that you can really build them in the present, now? Not what they were then, but now. What do you need to do to rework them, to repair them, so that they can be built in reality? Because we cannot build anything without physical matter, without grounding them in our reality. So if you're not able to ground them, what do they need? How can you rework them so that they can really come to fruition? How can you be inspired by that hardworking, practical, trustworthy, reliable, creative, and really resourceful animal to build your dreams? Because if they're your dreams, they're your dreams for a reason. Everyone has very specific dreams, and they shift and change. But what if right now they're ready to be built? So I hope that some or all or any of these energy impressions for April resonated with you and helped you connect more to the language of your intuition. As I said before, take what you need and leave the rest always. But thank you so much for listening to this episode of Intuitive Seek. I would love to hear what part of this energy resonated with you, on what I am feeling that we're moving through for April. And if you have any thoughts or questions, don't hesitate to send me a message. You can send me a message through my website, treenlight.com, or through my Instagram at treenlight.healing. I always love hearing from you. So yes, reach out if you have anything to share. And go to the show notes. You will see all the links there that you need. Anything from joining my newsletter so that you know all the things first and all the announcements, the class for the spoon bending and everything else. If you, were really curious about my Wild Trust group journey, yes, there are spots available and we are starting in May. So connect with me. Let's have a consultation and see if it's a good fit for you. Hugely appreciated if you follow or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And if you feel called to give some support, then please share this episode with a friend, share it wherever you kind of share anything. And you can also leave a review. That would be so, so appreciated. So thank you again. Be kind to yourself, and I'll talk to you soon.
Auntie Mary, I just wanted to say something very, very new.